Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio, a service of the Telly Award-winning Close Up Television and Radio, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Jim Masters here. We're also excited to continue our extraordinary, insightful, and thought-provoking conversations with Kimberly Berg, world-renowned, award-winning artist, exceptional male feminist advocate who supports women and believes in equality. He says the world is experiencing a massive shift for women to embrace more leadership roles in organizations and government and express emotional liberation, self-transformation, and inner peace. And now is a monumental time for women to move forward with confidence and reassurance that they can embrace their capabilities and potential so they can finally break down barriers and achieve gender balance. He says they need to assert that the world is no longer a man's world. Women are the beacon of hope to create sustainability for a better world, long-suffering under patriarchy, and model those Neolithic times when equality was essential for a thriving, more harmonious world created as a result that's beneficial for both men and women. As a staunch feminist, Kimberly's passion and hopes mirrored in his magnificent paintings that have long captivated the public with the depiction of women as highly self-reliant, honorable, sacred, and gracious. Some of the notable paintings include My Goddess and Creatress, Meditation, and Mandala Galleries as well. They are there, and that is, he's got it. I tell you, he really is so passionate about this, folks. We've had an opportunity to chat with him in the past, and it's such a pleasure to have him back on the show. And there's a lot of different things that have inspired him. What inspired him initially to have such passion to advocate for women's empowerment was when he read Lane Redman's book, When the Drummers Were Women, and learned how women were revered during the Neolithic times. He was so awestruck that it literally encouraged him to make feminism his lifelong mission, and he decided he wanted to share his knowledge with the world. Well, we have a long way to go before there is the achievement of gender equilibrium. He is leading the advancement of women through his extraordinary art. My pleasure to welcome him back as we continue our series here on Close Up Radio exclusively with the incomparable Kimberly Berg. Kimberly, welcome back to Close Up Radio. There you are in the beautiful Adirondack Mountains of New York State, surrounded by nature and beauty. Welcome back to our show, Kimberly.
Yes, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate the opportunity to speak like this to a wider audience.
Oh, you're very welcome. We always learn something, and we're always encouraged and inspired when you're on the show with us here. I'd love to expand a little bit more for our audience on your art and how you describe your art from your own words. It's like talking to an author and saying to the author, tell us about what it is that inspires you to do and how you describe the words you've put on the page. For you, how do you describe your art and how does it depict women in such a positive light, Kimberly?
Well, I feel that patriarchy has created a situation where women are presented in a very unfavorable light. And this has been going on for a long, long time. And it's only now with the Me Too and other feminist drives that have been taking place recently that we see a change taking place. And I want to do whatever I can to further that movement towards a more equal status that women need and deserve.
beautifully said and so important. The work that you're doing is so important. I know I've mentioned that in previous episodes of our series, but it's so vitally important. And would you say there are feminists that you in particular admire that stand out for you, Kimberly?
Well, that's a tricky problem because most feminists that I know, I don't know if they're feminists or not. Usually they don't, a woman won't say, I'm a feminist in front of a man because she never knows what, you know, what to expect from such a, But you can go by how they act, what they do, you know, that they're supporting feminism. And this especially true now with the election that just took place. How many of these women that were elected to Congress are feminists? It doesn't really say, but you can pretty well guess that a lot of them are feminists. And that's how it's been going. And we've created this situation by making feminism something that's off the record. You don't talk about it. You just try to observe it.
Right, exactly. They don't even discuss it. It's just something that isn't brought up. It's which is very interesting that it's still sort of like that on so many different levels. What from your perspective, I mean, you're such an expert at this, and you're so, like, you know, your life's work. What would you say, Kimberly, are some of the most important steps that women themselves should take in order to make positive changes in society?
I think at this point, one of the most important things is becoming involved with a political job. You know, right now, you know, we have, I think it is like 11 women who are governors, and quite 42 that are belong to the House of Representatives, 11 in the Senate. You know, this is the direction we want to go, and that's what's beginning to happen now. But you really can't do much. You really can't do very much changes if you're not part of the government. That's where most of the work is done and where the changes take place. And so the more women that can seek political office, whether it's on a state level or national level, it's vitally important that we get as many as possible. And the fact that they are being elected now is very encouraging.
Yes, it's been, I know you and I were chatting about that before we went live on the air. That's been in a real positive direction, hasn't it, the election?
Yes.
Because that's really, they always say if you want to get things done or move things forward in society, it's at the ballot box where you can really make those changes, right?
Right.
Sometimes even more than marching and other things, the ballot box is even more powerful, right?
Yes. Right now, we have about a quarter of the states are run now by female governors. And that is a very that's very hopeful sign as well. Even New York State now has a female governor, and this is a change this is something we've not seen in the past, but it is happening now, and it's very important.
It is on so many levels, absolutely, on so many deep levels. Now, and you and I were talking about this before we went live as well, that the pandemic, this whole situation that has affected every single one of us on various levels and various ways. We've sort of stepped back, taken a look at our lives, how we've been, where we want to go with our lives. It's been a time of reflection. It's also been a time where people could really rise to the occasion and step up and try to bring people together. I'm all about kindness and empathy and balance and harmony and trying to bring people together on many different levels. Would you say the pandemic has been a positive for women, or has it set them back?
Well, it hasn't helped us to move forward. I have several close friends who have been suffering with the epidemic, and it's not fun, and it's not easy to do anything, you know, of any great consequence, you know, when you're feeling sick and your body is not behaving properly. So the COVID has affected everyone, and it's not helping us in any way.
No. You're actually the second person that told me that it hasn't been helpful for women. And it was a woman herself that I chatted with last week, actually, who I interviewed, and she had said the same thing, that even she has realized it hasn't been a positive on so many different levels. What are some of the things that, you know, that you could express that could encourage women, things that they can do to help us all advance, as even as a society?
Well, like I said, seeking a political office is very important, but there's other things too that we can do, especially as far as education. You can't really do very much unless you have some sort of educational background. So that's also a very important part of it. You have to believe in yourself too, that you can do it, and that's not always easy either, especially for women, when they're always put down for everything. So it's important for women to work on themselves as well and be able to say that I can do it. And I believe that women are, they're always told, you know, that women are inferior to men, they're not as smart as men. And that's another thing that, you know, puts a drag on women's ability to believe in themselves. So it's very important that question be talked about, because there's no proof that women are inferior to men. That's just something that they use as a way of putting women down and keeping them from doing anything that would be truly constructive.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, I mentioned that a pivotal thing that inspired you to have such passion to advocate for women's empowerment was when you read Lane Redman's book, When the Drummers Were Women, and learned how women were revered during the Neolithic times. And you were so awestruck that it literally encouraged you to make feminism your lifelong mission, and you wanted to share this knowledge with the world. Tell us about that very important book and how it really inspired you.
Yes, it is. It's a very important book, and I would recommend it to any woman that seeks to improve their capabilities. It's important to understand that it's important to understand that you have the ability to make changes and to take leadership roles and become an authority in different topics that are important in life and which people are seeking help with. The fact that women have this outward personality of caring, you know, first, you know, for their children, for their child, but also in all of the different areas in life, in the population, that feeling of caring is what is most essential and most important attribute that women can bring to us. And it's desperately needed these days when you see shooting and guns going off everywhere. It's just unbelievable. And I had the feeling that our society is breaking apart at the seams. And unless women can change this direction, it's just going to get worse, it seems. But one thing that we have to take into account is the Neolithic period. They worshiped the goddess, and that's what held everything together. And not just for that period in time, but the Neolithic era had influenced all of the cultures that followed it. And the idea of having a belief that there's a higher power that's in charge, that is the only way that you would get a way of treating our culture that's, like I said, is breaking apart at the seams.
Yeah, exactly. What are some other things as well along the way that have inspired you to create the extraordinary art that you do?
Well, I was a history major, and I wanted to know more about ancient history. And the only most ancient history that the University of Wisconsin offered at the time was the Greeks. After that, nothing happened that was important. And it's when I read when the women were drummers, and she goes all the way back to Paleolithic times and describes, you know, how the women were given the authority to create their own culture. That was completely new. I never heard anything like that before. And most people have never heard of it. But it's there. It happened, and it influenced just our culture, but cultures across the world. And we need to give more benefit to the past, what has taken place in the past, especially in Neolithic time. A lot of the things that they first introduced then, and this was all run by women. It's a very important time in our history that we should become more aware of.
Great, yes, absolutely. And, you know, you've been doing this a long time. And like I said, you've made this your life's calling, and you express yourself through your extraordinary art and the conversations like these. How far have we come? How much progress has been made from your estimation versus when you first started to take this on and really make this such a significant part of your own life, Kimberly? When you look back from the beginnings of your first moments of inspiration, when you've really wanted to make this a focus of your life, and then you look to today, how far, in terms of progress, have we come? And have we made significant strides or not so much from your perspective? Because you you have that gauge, you have that radar, because you've been on this course for years. So you can speak with great authority to it.
Okay, all right. When I started working, like I said before, you know, I started out as a poet, and I gave that up and turned to art because I knew I had some talent in that area as well. But I didn't know what I wanted to draw, what kind of paintings or what subject matter I wanted to use. And then when I read, you know, When the Drummers Were Women, I realized that there's a whole field here that I could draw upon. But one thing that stood out at that time the most was the idea that women who are pregnant are ugly. And I wanted to attack that problem. So I asked my friends, you know, a lot of them were quite young and beginning to have children of their own. And I would ask them if they would model for me as when they're pregnant. And not one person turned me down. And I was drawing them nude because I wanted to make sure they saw the belly. That was the most important part. And that's what started me off. That's where I started. But then I also wanted to make people aware of how important the goddess is in Neolithic times, but also in our time. And I've created a lot of art that includes the goddess and the powers, spiritual powers that run the universe, more or less. I use mandalas in order to give the impression of how the cosmos is a part of the spiritual universe that we live in. And that's what sort of was what drove me and inspired me the most and resulted in the kind of artwork that I have been doing for the last 20 years.
What has been the response to your work from men, from women, from everybody? What has been the feedback? What are some of the things that people say when they see your work and they really take the time to soak it in, appreciate it, not just look at it for the colors and the shapes and the beauty of just the, then they take time to really appreciate the thought process, the message, what the story is that you're sharing through the art. What's some of the feedback you've had from those who've appreciated the art over the years?
Well, most of them are very positive. And
yeah.
One thing is it's so different from anything else that's being done, especially today,
yeah.
You know, it's very abstract. And here's a person that's still drawing the human figure, you know, that's, it stands out on its own just for that, you know, if nothing else. But recently I've also included poetry with my art, and that has also garnered a lot of attention. And it's very unusual for an artist to have any depth of poetry that they can access. And for me, it came naturally because that's how I started out as a poet. So I'm combining the power of the image with the power of the word, and that's starting to catch on now, and people are really getting, I'm getting a lot of compliments, you know, that I have been able to combine the two, and nobody else is coming anywhere near that kind of work in their own art careers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're in a unique space that you've created and carved out. What about the advent of technology and digital and animation, just the digital side of things and the technological side of things? Do you dip into those waters? Do you avail yourself of the use of certain technologies and things of that nature from a digital perspective? Or is that a world that you prefer not to really, you know, delve into? How's that been for you?
No, it's very important. I mean, before this, you know, the only time you see a person's art is in a gallery or a museum.
Yeah.
And they're pretty much limited just to those.
Yeah.
Now, on the web, with the web, anybody can access any artist they want, and any artist can put his art on the web and get a much wider audience to look at it and make their comments. So I think it's a definite advantage. Digital has helped, you know, artists a lot, but also it demands that the art you're doing, you know, has some value to it, and that's the problem that I find. You know, I don't see very much value in the abstract work that's being done now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Extraordinary conversations, and never have enough time, but really amazing. And, you know, and like you say, I know you believe that the rise of the women's movement has propelled us forward to recognize that more women are speaking out and continuing to fight for equal rights, which is so extraordinarily important. And your work and your passion is mirrored in your magnificent paintings and poetry that have really long captivated the public and continue to. I want to let folks know there is a website that people can visit, and I'll spell it out for everybody. It's www.isis, and then the word rising, RISING.net. That's
actually, that website is no longer in existence. I have a new one.
Yeah, tell us the new one.
The new one is KimberlyBerg.com. And
I love it. That's better. That's your name. Much better.
Yeah.
Kimberly Berg. And let me spell that for everybody. It's KimberlyBerg. B-E-R-G, KimberlyBerg.com. Congratulations on getting the .com. I know how hard it is sometimes to get your name as a .com.
No,
I've
never thought that.
20 years. Yeah.
Actually, it's now it's been added, and it's KimberlyBerg.com too. So there are other ones like it, and that's how they got around that idea. Yeah.
That's it. Exactly. So you got to get them all, I know. Kimberly, thanks for joining us on the show. It really was a pleasure to speak with you once again. I'm so happy
you're still
doing what you love, and hope we get a chance to explore some more down the line. That would be a pleasure. It's always a pleasure. Hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you today, Kimberly, on the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the chance to speak to you.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. We thank our very special guest, Kimberly Berg, and this is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time till next time. Stay tuned. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another extraordinary guest celebrated here from around the world on Close Up Radio. For all of us, have a terrific day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.